What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm. Happy New Year. So great and happy and thankful and blessed to have made it into a new year. 2014 is going to be an extraordinary year. I just created a vision board and it says the next big thing is me. And 2014 for me is going to be about exploring, transforming, and triumph. So I hope that your 2014 is going to be one that is full of discovering new things about yourself and people and allowing your life to just be a blessing to others. I'm so grateful for this opportunity and for this platform of Culture Connection. And we hope that in 2014 that we will bring you the things that continue to interest you or continue to have you tuned in to what we do here. 2014 is going to be full of lots of changes for us, and I hope that you embrace change. Change is part of life. It's all about that evolution. That's how we evolve, is that we accept the change that is given to us. So I'm so grateful, so blessed. I thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for the Black Is family and all that we are accomplishing in this endeavor. So without further ado, let me start off by just making sure that you are aware that this is Culture Connection. I am Brother Malcolm, and I can be reached on Twitter at Cali Yaley. That's CaliYaleE. Did I just almost forget where I could reach myself? That was funny. Again, Cali Yaley on Twitter. You can also find me on... what's the other thing? I'm on my email, Culture Connection. come on, get it together, brother. Get it together. It's 2014. You can find me at Culture Connection at blackisonline.com. And we also are on Facebook at Black Is Magazine. So please feel free to connect on all those social media fronts. And then if you ever have any comments or you just want to go off because you disagree with me, feel free to hit us up on the hotline at 323-455-4219. That's 323-455-4219. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about someplace that I am currently at. Today, as you're listening to this podcast, I am in New York City at the Under the Radar Festival. It's a festival tracking new theater from around the world, and I am so fortunate to be at the 10th anniversary edition of this amazing festival. What's great about this festival is that it takes place in New York at the world-famous public theater, and it's an explosively diverse festival of new theater from the U.S. and around the world that spotlights artists ranging from emerging talents to masters in the field. And for some, the festival offers a crash course in theater that is exciting and independent and experimental. And for some, it's created by some of the most dynamic artists working today. And I'm really fortunate to be here in New York at this festival. I'm seeing some incredible work, and I just want to give you a sample of some of the pieces that I'm seeing while I'm here in New York. The festival... just so you know, it runs January 8th through the 19th. And so if you're in the New York area, I would highly suggest you get out to the public to see this work. There's several pieces that I'm going to be seeing, but I'm just going to highlight a few today that you might want to check out. There's a piece called The Record by 600 Highwaymen. And the reason why I was really attracted to this piece, because the opening... statement, the opening paragraph or a copy for the piece just was intriguing. It says that 45 strangers come together for 61 minutes to show us who they are and who they could be. It's part theater, part dance, part group hallucination, vivid human assembly on an epic scale. The subject is us. The time is now. Led by Abigail Brode and Michael Silverstone, 600 Highwaymen construct expansive performances that illuminate the inherent poignancy and the theatricality of people together. The company's six works together form a radical approach to making live art, not only in performance, but in process and aftermath. I am so looking forward to this piece. And when you look at online, check out undertheradarfestival.com, you can tell that this is going to be just something interesting. Their promo photos have pictures of people of all races, ages, ethnicities, genders. And something that diverse, as far as I'm concerned, is exciting. Hilton Ouse, who's one of the great theater critics in The New Yorker, wrote about 600 Highwaymen that the company's guilelessness is central to its beautiful art. 600 Highwaymen want to rewire your theater-going DNA. That's a pretty cool quote. Another group, awesome piece of theater that I'm looking forward to seeing while I'm in New York is a piece by Sekou Sundiata, and the piece is called Blessing the Beats, the remix. Sekou is a spoken word artist and is a brilliant artist, but he's working with some amazing, amazing hip-hop theater artists who I love, one of those being the explosive Willpower. It's directed by none other than Rodessa Jones, who really, Rodessa Jones changed my life when I was in college. I saw Rodessa Jones and Rodessa when I was at Berkeley in the 90s. And Rodessa, at the time, I'm not sure if she's still working with them, but she probably is, was working with incarcerated and formerly incarcerated women, and she did theater with them. And the work was just so urgent. It was so palpable, and it was so visceral, and it was in your face, and it just made you sort of sit up in your chair and listen and take notice of these women and their agency. It was incredible. But this piece that I'm going to see called Blessing the Boaster Remix is a reimagining of the late poet's acclaimed solo work, the story of a man wrestling with the illness and mortality, told with humor, honesty, and wonder through a mix of theater, poetry, music, and video projections. Sundiata's original show premiered in 2002 and toured extensively until his passing in 2007. Blessing the Bolts was re-envisioned by Rodessa Jones as an ensemble piece in 2013 as part of Blink Your Eyes, Sekou Sundiata Revisited, a retrospective produced by MAP International Productions. For those of us who do not know, Sundiata was a poet, playwright, and bandleader with a passion for real democracy and social justice. And I'm just really looking forward to seeing this piece as a generation, a part of the hip-hop generation. This is definitely a piece that I would encourage those who are in the area to check out and to support. Let me just talk about the pieces that I'm probably not going to see but are very worth seeing, but I've seen them already. Because they were in L.A. here at Radar L.A. El Año en que Nací by Lola Arias, which is this incredible company of real-life stories about young people who lived and survived under the Chilean Pinochet dictatorship. I won't go into the specifics of it, but basically it's a piece about, El Año en que Nací in English is translated the year I was born. So basically these folks are on stage and they talk about the year they were born and basically their childhood growing up. And what's interesting about this piece is they're not actors. Lola Arias found these people in the generation who all were reared during this time, and they're basically telling their stories. But the way they're telling their story is so inventive and so just beautifully directed, and something that connects and engages the audience. So I won't be seeing that, but if you're listening to this and you're in New York, you definitely should go see it. That'll probably be one of the hits, breakout hits of the show. Another piece also is Rodney King, being done by the venerable, the august Roger Guinevere Smith, who will be in solo performance. It's really like almost a improvisational meditation to Rodney King. It's really, really amazing. Really, really phenomenal. Another piece that I am looking forward to is called A Public Enemy by a group called JDX. It's a tale of one man standing against the majority. JDX is a public enemy, explodes from the text of Ibsen's An Enemy of the People. Through their unique focus on pure acting, the acclaimed Belgian company exposes the dark pitfalls of democracy, first depicted more than a century ago, and still all too relevant today. So one of the things that I would say about the Under the Radar Festival, in case you're unaware, is that it really is a festival that focuses on primarily work on the East Coast of the United States and from Europe. But some of these companies are just, you just rarely will see them in American theaters. And it's an incredible opportunity to connect with the international theater scene. I'm also going to be part of a major international symposium that brings together at least 100 or so, if not 200 or so, artists, presenters, producers, to join in a two-day event that focuses on crucial issues that are involving the field. Looking on their website, they're actually saying the symposium is a pre-conference event that is in association with Performing Arts Presenters, APAP, yep. And because it takes place in conjunction with their annual conference, you're looking at over 3,500 members worldwide who may possibly be participating. But this symposium is a great chance to connect with leaders in the field and artists and just talk about the relevance of the work that we're doing, the issues of social justice, art as politics, art as democracy, art as art. And there's a very rare time that you get a chance to just talk with people about what you're doing, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, when are we going to be doing it, how long are we going to be doing it. So I'm really, really fortunate to attend the Under the Radar Festival. And I'm just excited about everything that's happening here and looking forward to growing, making new relationships, friendships, colleagueships. And if you are in the New York area this coming weeks, January 8th through the 19th, I would encourage you to please, please stop by the Public Theaters Under the Radar Festival. And as always, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who we will be celebrating coming up. Until next time, peace.